We are on Daf Chafei Med Aleph. Vahoisik, four lines from the bottom. Vahoisik be mitzvah potamina mitzvah mahochin nafke, mahosam nafke. We learn, the Gemara said we learn the din oisik mitzvah potamina mitzvah from belechtecho, lechaz didoch. The Gemara says we have another makir. The Sanya we learned as follows. Vahi anoshim ashahoyu tmeim lenefesh odom. Oysam anoshim mihoyu. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu Loma Nigora. So we have a three-way machloikis tanoi. Noisei arene sho yosef hoyu divrei rabbi yosef aglili. Vi anoshim, Sarashi says, bepesach medaber krom, bepesach medaber krom, beshona hashenis li yitzias mitzroi. They're speaking about the man Pesach, the man of Akrobis HaPesach. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Michel Veltsofen Hoyu Shoyu Oiskim Benoda Vavir. So they were Tome. They took out Noda Vavir. Rabbi Yitzhak Oimer, Rabbi Yitzhak disagrees with that. Im Noise Arene Shal Yosef Hoyu Kahoyu Chaylam Litoyer. See in Rashi, Im Michel Veltsofen Hoyu Yechaylam Hoyu Litoyer. Ala Oiskim Bemeis Mitzvah Hoyu. These were oiskim be meis mitzvah. See, in Rashi doesn't mean meis mitzvah. It means that the korb of theirs died. Shechal shvi yishalem liyeis be'erev Pesach. A korb of them, of theirs, had died 7 days before. And the seventh day was erev Pesach. Shenema, because it says in the Pesach, v'lo yochlu lasois ha-Pesach b'yoyim ha-hu. It means, Lasis HaPesach means Akrovas HaPesach. Today, they couldn't make the Akrovas HaPesach because they were Tomei. B'yemohu en yecheilem Lasis, halamocho yecheilem Lasis. But tomorrow, that means Lu Yitzuya, if tomorrow would be Erev Pesach, they could check the Korban Pesach. So from here we see that Oisik B'mitzvah is potom in a mitzvah. Now let us see Rashi how we see this. Hochi garsinen bebreise besefri, abekiva imer mishel betzofen hoyu, shenitmu benodo vavil, abitzak oimer im neise reine shayesef hoyu, yechelm hoyu le toyer, bimishel betzofen hoyu, yechelm hoyu le toyer, elmi hoyu, tmeye mes mitzvah hoyu, shechal shvi shalam liyes bera pesach, shenema velo yochlu lasis a pesach. Now Rashi explains. V'bnei Yisrael nishal Yosef v'mishal v'tzofne yecheilum hoyu litoyer. Shrei be'echad benissen hukama mishkan v'sheini lo yisorof alo zara sapore. Sheyazu al tmeye meishabem. So the second day of Nissen there was already eifer pore. Lasis pischeim betare kedomo b'meseches gitten. Shmoyne parshis nemru beyoim shehukana mishkan reshchedish Nissen. Eight parshis were learned there. Upor adu ma'achas mehem. Be'echot benissin hukam ha-mishkan v'hu ches l'mluim k'dakaim olon oisei ha-yoyim notol esar ha-toris uboi meisu nodo v'aviyu. Hilkach. Meroish chodesh v'ad ha-pesach hoyu yecheilum l'toyer. Mishoel v'tzofen who took out nodo v'aviyu were able to become toyer. Bekra omar veloy yochlu lasis a pesach b'yoymo. So it can't be, that's a mitzvah's kash, it can't be no the vaviyu. It can't be, mishol v'tzofa. V'nois eroine shol yosef nami kva ovru aleyem asorach hadosh. V'zichri had time to be mitayah themselves. V'yosef. Shaloi nos uhu mishachonu bahar choyrev. V'roish chaydish sibin. כדכסי ביום הזה בו מדבר סיני, לא ינוסו משום עד 20 בייר. שלשון הבא, דכסי ביום בשון השייניס, בחיידש השייני בעשרים בחיידש, נער לא אונון, מעל וייסו מהר השם. So ממילא, so it wasn't that, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak calls. The Maremisod is Mavair, these Tanoim held that they were still Tomei, they were Meshamer Doren, so they were Tomei Al Stav, Mishael Vel Tzofen, they were Kevei Yeshiva Al Kivram, so they were Tomei Al Stav. Abakapon, this is Rabbi Yitzchak's opinion. Rabbi Yitzchak held if it would be these Tumes, they could have taken care of it. Not meye meis mitzvah. Lav meis mitzvah dafke koma. Doesn't mean do a meis mitzvah. Dafilo meis sayim nami meis mitzvah korilu. It means a korim of theirs died. The mitzvah is asig ben. Kegoin amurim beparshes kahanim. Shakoyin betameboy. So there's a mitzvah. Here Rashi says, Claude, there's a mitzvah. Lo yitamo mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be metame to the kroivim that a kohen is metame. Shechal shvi shalahem. Af al gav de chozu leulte. So Rashi says, so what was the problem? If the seventh day was Erev Pesach, so they could be mazan them today, they can table today, and they could eat the korban Pesach at night. Af al gav de chozu leulte, lo yishteru, they weren't permitted to be makriba korban Pesach, because sovar, because Rabbi Yitzchak holds, ein shechtin v'zerkin al tomei sheretz. That you can't be shechet v'zerik al tomei sheretz, a person who is tomei, he has a shame tomei on himself, even though there's an oif and how to be metair himself and eat the korban Pesach balayla, but ein shechtin v'zerkin al tomei sheretz. Tomei sheretz means a tume that is actually toyer, and you could be, it can be toyable yourself today, and you can be toyer at night. But ain't sheikh the mazik now tume sheikh. Mikol mokim, so memele, so that is why they were not permitted to sheikh for that. Mikol mokim, shamine mine, the oisik be mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah. But from this we see oisik mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah. Shrei nitmu b'meiseyim shiva shomim lifnei ha-Pesach. They were nitmu 7 days before Pesach. This was the seventh day. Ba'af al-pi shetum mezu ta'akev al-yodom achilas pischeyim. This tumah will be ma'akev. Alme mitzveh kale habo liyodcho einoch tzorich litchoyso mibnei chamura ho'asid olov. So now Rashi says what the raya was. The raya was that they were metame themselves 7 days before. By being metame themselves 7 days before, they were mafkia from themselves the opportunity to be makrib a korban Pesach. The aval pi came, they did it. So how can you do such a thing? Korban Pesach is a mitzvah chamura, it's a nesa sheyesh by koris. But afal pikein, they were metame themselves, and the tume was mafkiya this other mitzvah. So you see, oisik be mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. Now I'm doing this mitzvah, and by doing this mitzvah, I'll be mafkiya another mitzvah, even a chomedik mitzvah, geit benishto. There are a few in Yonim which we have to speak about on this Rashi. Number one, there's a shaila in the Achrinim. If a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah now, he's in a prison, and he has 1 day to do a mitzvah. Should he do the mitzvah now, even though it's a mitzvah kala? Or should he wait till the opportunity will arise to do a mitzvah chamur? So there's a Tshuvas HaRadbaz, a Chacham Tzvi, they all say, mitzvah bo liyotcha, tach mitzeno, you should do it now. So the Maritz Chayis in Yumen, the Gam Horevitz, and Rashi says, that's what Rashi says over here also. Rashi seems to be saying that was the cloud, mitzvah kala, I mean, what was the machia? That they should do alma mitzvah kala boliyot chayner tzorich letchoyse b'nei chamura asid alobi. They should do it. That was, and they did do it. That was ma'aserav, and they didn't wait for the chamura. Here there's a problem. The mafkia the chamura. So that goes through with the gedorim of oisik b'mitzvah poto min ha-mitzvah. Now there's another problem. There's a problem. Rashi says that why didn't they shecht the korban Pesach? The kasava ain't shechtin v'zerkin al tomei sheretz. hold den Schächten mit Zirken auf Tomei Scherz. So mehr, ich kann den Schächten haben. Now, the Gemara in Sochem, Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, says, this is a machlokes of Rav and Ule, Rav says, in Schächten mit Zirken auf Tomei Scherz, because he has a shame Tomei, you can't Schächt for a Tomei. Ule says you could Schächt, no problem. But the Gemara says, but if he titled himself, if there was Hazoya and Tvila, Kazicha Shech, Shechtin, Bezerkin, Al Tvulyoy. That everyone is made. So now we have here a problem in Chumash. We have a problem in Asugya. Let's first speak about the Chumashtika problem. That means if everyone holds that Shechtin, Bezerkin, Al Tvulyoy, so Memele, so what was the story over there? The story was they were Tmeyim, when Nefesh Adam, and Agan Saloma, Nigora, Dos, Haboisai. Get be Mekabel Hazoy, go to the Mikveh. Ois problem. The whole Parsha is very difficult to understand. Now, the Chumishtika problem, there's a Machlekes Horishainim, how to say Pshat and Chumish. It's a very Shvera Parsha. The Rambam, because of this kasha, said, "Aboyr de kishtik teire." According to the Rambam, all is good. You have to just understand the shtik teire. But the Rambam said as follows: the whole sugya that the Gemara says that shoychten al shoychten al tomei sheretz, ein shoychten al tomei sheretz. That is that, and al tvuyoyim is zicher shoychten. That's dafke tomei sheretz. But a tomei mace that was negaya be mace that a tume that a nozu is megaleach olam. Everyone holds afilu is a tful yoyim is ain sheikh the mizerkin. Why? That's a problem. But al kaponim, that's shita sarambam, and that's how he says pshat in the posik. That's pshat in the posik. So it's beautiful. So forget it. So that we don't have to be a boki. But whatever the gemara psachim says. That sheikh the mezerkin al tvuyim, that dafke tomei sheretz. But not a tomei sheretz. So then a filo tvuyim, the mace is also bosa. So then there's no problems. Then our gemara is gewaldic. The posik is gewaldic. Our gemara is gewaldic. So when they're metame themselves, they're being mafkir themselves from shritas apesa, zaraya, isik b'mitzvah, potamina mitzvah. That's according to the Rambam. Now, the Raivet of an old does not like this at all, to say a chilek between a Tomei Sheretz and a Tomei Meis. He doesn't like this at all. A Tvul Yoim is Yesheich the Mezoik and Al Tvul Yoim. So the Raivet says there was a different story. The story was that they held Sheikh the Mezoik and Al Tomei Sheretz. That's what they held. So Memele, they were from the Zrizim Akdimim Lemitzvahs. They went, they shechted to them. They had a Korban Pesach already taken care of. No problem. When it came, Seif HaYoim, someone told them, you know, there's a Shaila, you're a Tomei Sheretz, you know, maybe the Shechita was no good. What? The Shechita is no good. They came right away to Moshe Rabbeinu. Lama Nigora, what's wrong? Moshe Rabbeinu tells them the Shechita Taka was no good. Oh, now they have to, Achman and it's almost too late already. The Shechita was, by the time they got through to Moshe Rabbeinu and he told them it was no good, it was too late. That's the story. Right? So now we know Pshat and Chumash. The Ritva says another story that not that they shechted. They, when they came to shecht the Korban Pesach, they came, they were from the Katshlishi Mistame. And when they came, there wasn't enough time for them to have Hazoyah, and there was no time to have Hazoyah and to table themselves. They came late. Okay, also, they couldn't do it. So now, let's come about Kaponim, according to these Rishonim, about Be'emison, there was an Eitzah what to do. There was an Eitzah what to do that, I mean, when they were metamba themselves 7 days before, they could bring a Korban Pesach. The God was matlonis that they didn't know. But they shechted betume or they came late. But theoretically, they were, theoretically, they were able to be tamed themselves 7 days ago, and to bring a Korban Pesach today. You just say, wait for Hazoyim Tefillin, you bring a Korban Pesach. So what's the raya? So the Pesach they said in the Kim today, but Lonim, fine. Oh, but let's go to our Gemara. Our Gemara says, a raya that they were metame themselves 7 days ago. How were they allowed to be metame themselves? What do you mean, how they allowed? They're allowed to, because if you metame yourself 7 days ago, you could still bring a Korban Pesach today. So, Memela, so where do you see Alocha, Isik, B'mitzvah, Potamina, Mitzvah? That's Kasha number one. The Ritva asks this Kasha. Kasha number two, the Ritva asks Nochmal. Since they did not know, they were under the assumption that Sheikhtim Bezirkin Al-Tome Sheretz, so Zichin Al-Kasha, why they were Metamba themselves? They thought nothing's wrong. They thought nothing's wrong. So it's a double Kasha. Meikra did nothing was wrong because they could table themselves. And according to their assumption, Zicha nothing was wrong. So Memele, that's a kasha that he asks, that's a kasha that the Ritva asks. Yeah. Now there's another Ha'ore. I'm going to say the Lashon of Rashi, because I don't know why Rashi says over here, Now, why Rashi spoke about Achilas HaPesach, which is the child's the Shechitas HaPesach. If you're going to say later it's a mitzvah chamur and dos, that's not Achilas HaPesach. It's a shechitas apesach. In sheichtem bezirken al tamei sheretz. If you learn like the Rambam, so the problem is not the achilas apesach. The achilas apesach the zikr could have taken care of. That's not shaila. The problem is the shechitas apesach. Okay, let us go a little further. So from here we see that Isaac b'mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah. So why do you need the pasuk of v'lechtach of aderech? So the Gemara says, tzrich, the yashminen hasam mishum blemotes man chiyuv de pesach. Over there, that is true, that by being metame themselves, they were mafkiya the mitzvah pesach from themselves. But b'shas they were metame themselves, it was as yet not the zman of the second mitzvah. The mitzvah, that means they weren't yet mechuyev in a korban pesach. So it could be avol hoche the motu zman krishme emoloi. That means when they did it, there was no chiyev pesach yet. When the chiyev pesach came, they never knew what to do. So that could be, that is permissible. But over here, when the zman krishme comes, he's still potter. Let us see what Rashi says. Leimot es man chiyuvik shenitmu adayin leigi es man achilas pesach. Avol krishmet es mot es man chiyuvay besoich achupe v'uroi lekach eimo lechayiv. Avol krishmet es mot es man chiyuvay besoich achupe. So then that means he went to Psulun Yisayis liyay marvi. The chasna was me ba'oidyoy. But then later, it became night, and motas man chiyuvi b'soy chachupe, v'hu roi lekach. Now he could learn krishma. By the korban pesach, when this chiyuv comes, he can't bring a korban pesach, so finished. So before he did a mitzvah, now he's an honest. But over here, he can learn krishma now. Eima lechaye. So here, Yev tells a posig, that even though this man Krishma came, and he can learn Krishma, aval pikein, he's potter to learn Krishma. So that's why you need the pasuk, belechtach of aderech. V'yi yashminin hoche. And if it would only say by Krishma, mishum deleke koritz, when they say, oisik b'mitzvah pot min ha-mitzvah, that is dafke mitzvah Krishma, it's not a mitzvah sheyesh by koritz. Aber losam dike koris, ein voloi, but a mitzvah sheyesh by koris, you also, I mean, such a chosheb mitzvah, that you also, you also potter from it also din a vaisik be mitzvah? That I wouldn't know. It's tzriche. So that's why you need the limud by layochlo lasis a pesach b'yemahu that you say oisik be mitzvah to potter a filo a mitzvah sheyesh by kolos. Let us see Rashi. Our pesach de bekoresu emoloi yitmu be meis kol shiva lifnei a pesach. Let us see Taisus. Mishoil del Tzofan Hoyu. Bim Taima Laman Dama Peg Dalad Mises, the Sreifa Mamish Haboy. It seems as a machloikis if it was only two chutim shall eish Yotso. Went into their noses and it just burnt in the shomet, so then it's no kasha. But one of the other says they were completely burnt So you only have ashes left over. So why were they mechlal tome? The skeleton was still kayim. Kilo nisrafu agabi katavle kedava pekam apeles meish and nisraf eshelde keyem is tome. This katavle was something that was is fireproof, and if something was burnt on this, it still held the form of what it was before the seifer. So kozman, the form is still nikya, wasn't the spaza, the ashes. So it's metame. So memele, the skeleton was still kaim. So it became tame. Shechal shvi shelahen be'erev ha'pesach. What did Rabbi Yitzchok say? Rabbi Yitzchok said that the seventh day was chal erev pesach. So let us go a little first. When was this parsha said? This parsha was said erev pesach. So this parsha was said that this parsha was said erev Pesach, and Mishkan hukam be'echad b'nissan. Afilo Rabbi Kiva lo yitochen, lefi asvom degasinu b'psochem perke ishe, Rav sovu lo ki Rabbi Kiva domar mishel bel tzofen hoyu shechal shviyish v'amliyiz be'erev Pesach. That means that Hagama is going according to Rabbi Yitzchok. Maybe according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't have to say this pshat. So Taisus says, no, the Gemara says, Rav, who holds and shechten v'zirkin al tomei sheretz, he holds like Rabbi Kiva, the Omar Mishol v'rtzofen hoyu shechal shvi shel liyeis b'erev ha-pesach. So according to Rabbi Kiva also, this parasha was said, erev pesach, not v'shchedish nisim. Since the Mishkan was built, so they had to be Nizar Tumas Migdash Vekadoshim, so Parshas Tmei means all the Tumas of Sheretz Nevela Zov Zov. Mishum de Loimoto Zman Chiyuve. So the Gemara said that the reason one, they were permitted to be Metame themselves, because Bishas they were Metame themselves, it was not as yet a Zman of Chiyuva Pesach. Speaking about Zman Chiyuv already, ולא ינאף מהפוסק מלאכוי סי ואפילו לאחר חצי אלא שיש פיסו גם אפילו לאחר חצי he is permitted to be מתאמה תואמי סמיצווה so you see כלו we have a different פוסק that you're allowed to be מתאמה תואמי סמיצווה even though the זמן הפסח מוסחל לאתי מתאמה למי סמיצווה So what's Taisvus Kasha? So Taisvus says, so let's learn out from this pasuk. From this pasuk, you see, even though motas man chiyuvay, it's after chatzos, you can still be metamel lemeis mitzvah, and you'll be potter from mitzvah sapesach. So Taisvus says, the meis mitzvah shani. That's a din of oisik b'mitzvah potter min mitzvah. Din is covered abrius of meis mitzvah, That is deiche mitzvahs kolben peiser. That's God will cover the abriyas. Zoyin abriyas, the meis mitzvah. But not tamazoyah mitzvah. So mamele, he was talking about tamazoyah mitzvah. Boho, de daye kochem ibrais dektoni le meis mitzvah nitmu loy meis mitzvah. Mamish, angma doesn't mean a meis mitzvah. Le kloima, le kroivim, ke de pirish bekuntres. The proof of the pudding is that after Chatzos said it was Moto Chiyuv the Pesach, it's back in the Metame. Kedutani Hosom. Amrit Loyetame. Lachoisoi, it says Loyetame. So it's speaking about that he's not Metame. Since it's Moto's Man Chiyuv, you're not permitted to do a mitzvah which we mafkiya the chiyuv of korban pesach. Avol koydem chatzos yitamei kidekamrin en hosom. V'yosef hakoyin shemeisa ishtoi be'erev pesach. V'nimnu ochi v'kehanim v'timu bal kochay v'kel. The mitzvah lo yitamo, so they were metamehim because that was before chatzos. So Fakel, so Taisu says, this posik of Meis Mitzvah, that's a besonder din of Meis Mitzvah. Habotake stamazai to be metamal and Meis, so then it's a difference between before Chatzais and after Chatzais. Before Chatzais one is permitted, because it's like motas man chiyuve, and after Chatzais it is also. Habokoshe lorove da omar hosom, idi vi idi laacha Chatzais, Kan kaidim sheshachtu vizolkei olof, kan laacher sheshachtu vizolkei olof. There's a rov in Zvochem that says that after Chatzos, if it was before the Shechita, it could be metame to a meis. After the Shechita, not permitted to metame to a meis. Alma metame lekroivim, afilo eichet is mote, is man chiyuvah de Pesach. So you see, afilu motas man chiyuve, you also have to be metame. Bein loyma di gufa yalfinen michosn, de pota mikrishme. Ah, you see from that you learn this out from chosn, de pota mikrishme. The dilme shani krishme, the less bei koris, ke de kama hoche. Loyose mine pesach di ke koris, u motas man chiyuve. So Taisus says, Lofi Emes, how does Rovin know? How does Rovin know that what? That one is permitted to be metame to a meis after Chatzos. You can't learn how from Krishma, because Krishma is no chorus, it is chorus. So how does Rovin know this? So Taisus blames by Akash. The Maritz Chayis and the Svas Emes Taine, that be'emesin could be it's not shver because Pesach is not called an eser sheyesh pekores because you can bring a Pesach sheni so it's not called an eser sheyesh pekores Agamori calls it an eser sheyesh pekores yeah because Agamori is speaking about 7 days before they knew about the parsha of Pesach sheni so the mice in Agamori and Agamori was speaking about they were allowed to be metameh So then, before the parsha Pesach Sheni was mischadish, so it was an eser sheyesh b'koris. So about the Gemara speaking about after the parsha Pesach Sheni, so it could be it's called an eser shein b'koris. that's one ha'orah that the Meretz Chayis and Sfasemis want to say to emphasize this kash. Now, the Merami Sode is medayik from Toisvis that he says there's a yesoidistik and machloikis between Toisvis and Rashi. Toisvis brought a Gemara in Zvochim that the Gemara in Zvochim said that moto zman chiyuvei, that means it's after chatzois, Rove said a person is permitted to be metame lemeis. It's this man chiyuv, he's mechuyuv not to bring a korban pesach, he's permitted to be metame lemeis. So Tosfos says, how does he know this? He learns that from Krishma. You can't learn that from Krishma because pesach is mocham. That's Tosfos kasha. Aba al koponim from Krishma, you could learn that. So from Tosfos weiss doch ois, that Tosfos learned pshat, that the case of Krishma is speaking about as follows. That not that the chasna was by day, no, the chasna was by night, it was motos man chiyuvi de Krishma, now he goes and starts making a chasna. That at the fill of this man chiyuv, in this man chiyuv, I'm going to like Krishma, now make a chasna, I'll be potter. That's how Tosfos understood. So Tosfos says, that's the same case by Korban Pesach, but Korban Pesach is more common because this cause. He says, Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi says, Motes man chiyuv means something else. That the Nesuin was, me boy, yoy, he's not mechuyev to be mafsik when this man Krishma comes. But according to Rashi, it could be lefiya emes, you're not allowed to make a chasna at night before you learn Krishma. Since it was Motas Man Chiyuvi, so he says, there's a machloikis, Rashi in Tosfos, what the translation of Motas Man Chiyuvi is. Tosfos learns, I feel it's this man Chiyuvi already, he can now do a pula to pater this Chiyuvi. It's this man Chiyuvi of Pesach, he can now be metame yourself. You'll also say, Isaac Mitzvah, Potem the Mitzvah. Rashi says, Motas Man Chiyuvi, that in the, That when this man chiyev came, he started before. When this man chiyev came, he's not mechuyev to be mafsik the mitzvah he had already started, in order to become the mitzvah of Krishna. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Abbe Bar Zavta Omar Rav, Ovol chayev bechol mitzvah samburis batayre, chutz mitfilin. Shereinema ben per. Midomele rachmona liyecheska per chochovu shalecho. That he's mechuyev in tefillin atu de mechayavto avokula almi ptiri. Everyone else is potter. Yecheska was chayev. Animili biyoim rishin. Dafke biyoim rishin. Everyone else is potter. Dersi vachiso ki yoim ma. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Idomale Rachmone Yecheskel, the Komale Rachmone, Ineni Lekeach Mimchos Machmad Einecha B'Mageifo, Hei Onek Doim, here we learn out, he's also B'Sheyle Sholem, he's also B'Limad HaTore, fine. Meisim Ovel Loisase. But then Rabbein Shalom told him, don't do a Pu'ula of Avelis on Meisim. As he says, Loisis Avel Olel. You shouldn't be misavo. And then the Pasuk explains, what does that mean? Pe'elcha chavosh al reshech. You should wear tefillin. Shaloi kederech shar aveilim. Shaloi kederech shar aveilim. Lefi shani oisa oischa ois u'moifes li Yisrael. Agavuche, the way Rashi explains the Pasuk, Agavuche Lachayas is for emphasis with Kashi before Tosfos on Chofeyum at Aleph asked the Kashi, how do you know that everyone else, Tosfos says by Heonek Doim, that he was also to learn Torah, everyone is also. When it comes to Tefillin, so everyone is also and he's Mutter. How do you know this? Maybe by Torah we say everyone is similar to Yecheskel. By tefillin, we say everyone is not similar to Yecheskel. Only Yecheskel was permitted to wear tefillin, everyone was also. So Memesin HaRashi says, Pshat in the Pasuk, the Pasuk says this. The Pasuk says, Meisim Ovel Loisase, Loitis Abel Oleho, you shouldn't be misabel, Peilcha Chovesh Al Reishecha. The Pasuk said, you shouldn't be misabel, you should wear tefillin. So you see, Klo, that tefillin is a stira to aveilus, but you shouldn't be misavol. So we see klar that an avol is also a tefillin. Shalaki derech aravel, lafishan yoisa oischa oisa meifels li Yisrael, shekach asidim lomus meisayim veidish misavol aleim, that'll be, rachman islam bayidin also, they'll be meisim with aravelus. Alma avol also a tefillin. Because they told them, you shouldn't be misavol. The day of the Achis, the day after the Ptira. That's the day of the Ptira. That's the Iker Meriris. Now, Stamazay, for 1 minute, I'd like to be Magdir. We see there are three inyonim. There's an inyon of tzar by an oval. There's an inyon linoik aveles shalneila rechitze besiche. And then there's an inyon of not wearing tefillin. There's three different inyonim. Now, it would seem, Rashi said on Amud Aleph, eini chayev litztayev. There's no chiyuv whatsoever for an oval to be mitzvah. That there's no such thing whatsoever. So there's no chiyuv of tzar. Fine. That's all 7 days. There's no chiyuv to be mitzvah himself. There's an inyan of 7 days, linoig aveles shal ne'ilo rechitza v'siche laharis kvoid meisai. There's an inyan of a niyag aveles, that means holding oneself back from these tanugim, v'chitze shel tainik, siche shel tainik, that you should be meineya from these tanugim for 7 days. This is laharois kvoid meisei. This is laharois kvoid meisei. This is a, this shows that that what he's refraining from tanugim, that's a covet of the meis. And then there's tefillin. So by tefillin, Rashi said, Oval lav bar pe'ehu, uchshem ispire mare ba'atzmoy she'enoi oval. Rashi weiss doch heist, there's a shame oval. There's a shame oval. An oval is not, this is a stira to the shame oval. Oval lav bar pe'ehu, uchshem ispire mare ba'atzmoy she'enoi oval. That's what shemi is. And it seems the shame oval is one day. That's vachise ki yayman. Ike Meriris, Rashi says, Ike Meriris, the Ike morning is the Ike Merore Chad Yoyim, Aksiv Achisek Yoyimah. The Shem Oval, which Pe'er is a stira to the Shem Oval, that's a one day affair. The Niyuk of Avelis Merechitze, that means refraining from Tainugim, that is a 7 day affair, that's Kovet HaMes, that's not a stira to the Shem Oval. But that's a covet that exists all 7 days. In tzar, there's no inyan of tzar for a covet. Let us go further. Ba'omar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Omarav. Oval chayev besukim. An oval is chayev besukim. That's the Gemara Pshita. We just said before, an oval is chayev b'chol ha-mitzvah. Mahu de taima. Hoyo. Ba'omar Abba Bar Zavda Marav mitztayr potem in a suke. A mitztayr is potem in a suke. Hai nami mitztayr hu. Kamash malon. Hani mi litzare de memele. Abol hoche iyu de kom mitztayr. Nafshe. Here he is mitztayr himself. Iboy leili yisu vidait. A very difficult gemara. Let us see Rashi. Then we'll come back to Rashi. Pshite, maish noho mishal mitzvitz, tashminin rab la'el da'ovul chayu b'chol ha-mitzvitz. So the Gemara says, no, because he's a mitztayer. So a mitztayer is potem in a sukkah. So I would think, tzara de memele. So when the Gemara says, no, when is a mitztayer posed, tzara de memele? Shasuke mitzar osay. If the suk is mitzayer him, ki goin chamo, it's too hot, oi tzino, too cold, oi sircha, bit bom, shasichich bem. So he has tzal from this suk. He's not contributing to this tzar. It's a tzar that's an oncoming memela. Then he's potter. But over here, then he's making the tzar. He's generating and motivating the tzar. Now, let's put this Rashi on hold, and let us see the Rosh and the Mordechai. The Rosh, the Rosh is, the Daphne of the Rosh, it's page 122 Balaz. And to the bottom of the Omid, Ois Zayin. Omar Rav Abba Bar Zav, the Omar Rav, Ovel Chayim Besuke. Pshite. Now the time of Oil Bamarov and Mitztaya Potem in the Suke. I nami Mitztaya who be Yeshiva Sasuke, Yoisa will be Yeshiva Sabai. Now the Rosh is a stick to it. The Suke is Goyram Him Tzar. Why? What's wrong with the Suke? So the Rosh, the Ovel Chofetz Uriyas Misboided, V'yoyshev b'mokim tzar v'afeyle k'dei liyos torud b'tzaroi. Fakert. This is a tragedy occurred to him, and it seems he doesn't want to run away from it. He wants to live in it. It's kamash melon, some amel, in the sukkah hashter. That means if he's sitting b'bayis, awful, he's involved in his tzar. So that's how Kaponim is facing reality, and he's living with it, and he's involved in it, and that at the present time, perhaps that's what he wants. If he's in the sukkah, and the sukkah is with samachta bechagecha metans to mezint, then that's not masim to his matzav haruach. So he has tzar from the sukkah. He's mitztayer from the sukkah. So Mimele, so what's the difference if he's mitztaya from the sukkah because the sukkah is too cold or the sukkah is the zareyach? This sukkah is not masim leruchoi. He wants to be in a mokim awful and to be involved in his tzar. So he's mitztaya. So I would think a mitztaya is potem in the sukkah. Kamash v'lonhani militzara de Mimele. That means a tzar that you can't, that comes by itself. You're not generating the tzar. You can't avoid the tzar, so then you put a mitzvah. Teishvu kain tadur, the chiyuv, yeshiva sukkah is that is a chiyuv dire. You're not, just like a person is not dor bevokim she mitzvah, so if you mitzvah from the sukkah, so you're not mechuyiv to be dor in this mokim. Avul hoche iu ka mitzvah nafshe. But you're doing it. You can control this. You could make that you shouldn't have a tzar from the sukkah. So, Mimele, you're mechuyev to that your matzav haruach should stim with the matzav haruach and the sukkah. Since it's you're mechuyev to change your matzav haruach. Al kaponim, the Rosh is very understandable. This is the Poshete Mitztayer that we know of. That means that a Mitztayer is Potter from a Sukkah means if he's Mitztayer from the Sukkah, he's Potter. And here, theoretically, he is Mitztayer from the Sukkah. As Kamash Malon, that he boy lady Suvei Daiti. Since you could correct it, and you're the cause of it, you mechuyev have to correct it. Let us see the Mordechai. The Mordechai is a daf chav dalet amud aleph. It's in the beginning of the second perek. It's right that there's an ago. It's ois tov shin mem, and it's a shom right before the ago. The Amar Rove. The Omar Rove mitztayer potter min asuke. Kosav Rabbeinu Eliezer mi mitz b'seifa yireim. What's the taich mitztayer potter min asuke? Perish sheyesh loitzar min hasuke. The suke is mitztayer. ubetzei soy, and when he'll leave the sukkah, yinotzel. That's the type of mitzvah potom in a sukkah. D'cha'ein dire be'inam. It has to be a dire, that means it should be livable. If he can't live there, so that's the sound. Roy loda boy. Ve'derech b'nei odom lamay b'dirosom mitzah. That means, so if the sukkah is mitzayirim, then there's a ptur of mitzayir. But if it's not the sukkah that's mitzayirim, he's tamazoy here tzav, it will be in the house of left tzav, maybe the sukkah left tzav, there's no ptur of mitzayir. That is what the Rabbi Lezer Mimit said. Fine. Sokta hago, which is a marik, it's not sherish kufayim ches, it's sherish kufayim bo, it's base. Yesh l'tmo yozeh. The Gesine beperik hayoshen, v'omer ababa bazav, v'omer rab, ovol chayi v'suke, pshita, ma'a de teim oye v'omer rove mitztayar, potem in a suke, o nami mitztayar, kamash malo, v'boi le li suvi dait, lofi divrei haram, according to Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, ma'am rini mishim to boi le li suvi dait, he is mechuyiv to change his matzv, kamoyis mitztayar, teipik lei, de v'tzei soy min a suke, lo yachsech ke'evev lo yinotzu min atzal. He is sav. Samzi is sav. Ebech, lo sakorev. He is sav. He has tzar. That's true, he is sav. But this tzar is not from the sukkah. He is sav. It will be in the house of the tzar, it will be in the sukkah of tzar. So according to the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, so what kind of two mitzvah is there? Tepik lay the betaisim in a sukkah, lo yachsech ke eivoy, lo yinotzum in a tzar. The doichich godu hu loime shi yeshivis a sukkah tal ba'ol of tzar. The rosh is the ktoire that he has more tzar in the sukkah than in the house, that's a doichich godu. Tal ba'ol of tzar emle. Ah, the rabbi, svori behepach, pum saker, he goes to a place which besimche, buchem aboy, no, see. He'll become less tzardet. This is a neichi god. So therefore, the marik is chaylik and Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. The Rosh wanted to, the Rosh also held like Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, and therefore the Rosh said the shtik teire, which he holds as a big doichik. The Taz and Tofresh Mem, Sivo, wants to, he says, the Rosh is a very big doichik. Rosh is a very big doichik, he says, that he is more tzar in the sukkah. He wants to be bitzar, and by going into the sukkah, he is more tzar, because he wants to be bitzar. So the Taz asks, why is the mitzvah of nichem aveilim? I want to be bitzar, so why is the mitzvah of nichem aveilim? You mitzayin him. Asoy frek the Taz, and the Rosh. Because the kunst of Nichem Aveilim is to show him that there's nothing but they have tzar about. So there you're confronting his matzah and you're correcting the matzah. That's the gender of Nichem. Nichem Aveilim is to show him that fakir that come adovad rachmona letam ovad letoyim, and to explain it to him. She says, so if he understands it, pashteitzer. That's a mitzvah, that's not an avera. But by the sukkah, no one confronted him, no one is menachem him. He's never bitzar, then the sukkah, they're happy, they're dancing, they're singing. So fakert, it's eating him up, it's worse. I mean, that could be this kasha, efshikem efempel. But he doesn't like the Rosh and Gamzah. So what does he do with the Gemara? So the Taz says something, he says there are two types of tzar. There's one tzar take, the way the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz says, that the sukkah is goyrim in the tzar. Yeah, that's one ptur of mitztayim. Then there's another ptur of mitztayim. There's a ptur of mitztayim that if he is shar tirde, the bolo odom tzar mitzad acher goin choyle oishar tzar haguf she'ein loy nechuse tvei bebayis misuke. He's not better off from the bias of the suke. He's bitzar, he's sick, he's bitzar. It's potter mitzad tirde. So, but the tzar is bothering him. The ze eine yochel is kaven le suke. He can't be mechaven. He's too much bizarre. Vim kein haramin hua din hamiyovu de pota. Ava bishayin loichilik bein bayis le suke. He can't be mechaven. Kamash melon, the ain ze mikritir de klau. Di boy lady suvi daitel is chayiv mitzvus Hashem is bohut. So he says, ach oile, that's mitztayer, so me meile take, he says, ach oile, that's mitztayer take, he's potter. I feel there's no difference between the bias and the dos, he's potter, because he can't be mechavel a mitzvah. But she take can't, she's take potter. There's no difference between the bias and the sukkah. But over here, since, he boile, he suve, he So he could get rid of the tzar. She's mochim to get rid of the tzar. Al kaponim, the Taz says that there's a new tzar of tirde which prevents him in yochel leiskavel lesukah. He can't be mechav. Now the Bikur Yaakov asks on the Taz, he doesn't understand the psanayim ice, he can't be mechav. So it comes out that an oval, let's make a shakal b'tai, an oval is potter, if you're a mitzvah, srich is kavone, so an oval can't be mechaven, he's the tzar, so he's be potter of all the mitzvahs, kamash malon, why did that yesuke come into the parasha? If there's such a yesod that als the tzar, he's told that he can't be mechaven a mitzvah, ezein yochel is kavon lesuke, then he says, number one, and number two, the mitzvah sriches kavone, before you sit down, you mechavel l'shem mitzvah finished, and then you can have your tzarkas and tehita ready. I mean, you must have another. You have to think, b'chol rega, as I'm trying to be kuriyakiv on the task. Ich weiß nicht, aber lule de mistafine, there's another bekuriyakiv in the beginning of Tach of Hei. Bekuriyakiv says that, Pasuk says, Magen Avraham says that when one is sitting in the sukkah, one should remember an ami kovod. That's another kavona. Besides the din of mitzvah sriches kavona, there's a din to remember the reason of the mitzvah, and because the pasuk says, "Sukkah teishvu shiva shalim leman yedu deira secha." So the Torah said, "This is a reason. The reason of the mitzvah is man yedu deira secha. So he has to bring about a secha of an ami kovod." The Bikur Yaakov says over there, Amuyim Dikechidish, that if a person did not think of this, since the Torah said this is the purpose of the mitzvah, so if a person did not think of this, he wasn't Yotze, but the Eved. He should eat over again. That was not a bracha, but he holds you're not Yotze. Now, this din of Laman Yedu Deiresechem, I'm just wondering, I mean, Lechere could be this is more humble than mitzvah sriches kavone. Mitzvah sriches kavone is pshat is before I'm doing something, this should be the purpose why I'm doing it. I'm doing it for the mitzvah. Then later, forget about it. That's enough. That's why I'm doing it and I couldn't talk. But if this is like a t'nai in the yeshiva, besuk is teishvu l'man yedu, that the yeshiva should bring a l'man yedu, so could be there is such a chiyuv, which is also mechudish. But perhaps that is pshat in the taz. But let us go back to Rashi. Dachsach mir, whatever Psham the Taz could be, Dachsach mir, that's what Rashi says by us. Because Rashi says, Rashi Dachsach mir is not like the Rosh. Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that, the last Rashi, mi boile li suvei daite, Choyva olav liyashev datoy lemitzvah. He's mechuyev liyashev datoy lemitzvah. So that's me Rashi means he's miyashev datoy lemitzvah. That sounds like the Taz. That means, according to the Rosh, it's not yashev datoy lemitzvah. He has to make sure that he shouldn't be mitzvah from the sukkah. Not liyashev datoy lemitzvah. It would seem, that's me that Rashi holds like the Taz.